let's
actually, Daniel,
ladies and gentlemen,
Daniel
boys
is
and
actually
girls,
all you need to do is go to like a grocery store and grab like a single drink, because that'll tide you over the whole episode.
Ashaman,
accurate.
Shadow Spawn.
All right.
Mandragoran Lon. All
it's
of you.
All Lon. Get it fucking
welcome
right.
Welcome to the next edition of the Black Tower podcast. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Oh!
Good.
My
2013 YouTube all over again
is full because I just made that happen.
It did.
Welcome to the Black Tower Podcast. Thank you for lining up. Thank you for tuning in to receive your weekly dose of madness, your weekly dose of taint. You know who we are, but we're going to introduce ourselves anyway. I am your Sorovan Mihail Josh.
I am your Amon Khan Mihail Daniel.
And I, yes, I am your Bajan Mihail Andrew.
Mm.
Is that kind of
and we are,
throat?
And we are
really
so happy to be here.
My voice isn't actually this deep. I'm sick.
I tried out a lot of voices. I just lost my voice.
I'm out in the rain and the cold every night. I'm just perpetually sick.
Swear to me.
Bronchitis.
Alfred keeps buying me cold medicine, but that's
give me your cough drops.
Thanks for tuning in. I want you guys to know something, okay? That due to the nature of our podcast, due to the nature of our dedication and commitment to you, our Amon Khan Mihail Daniel has traversed the Western United States. He has journeyed for hours to find inspiration for tonight's topic. The preparation that goes into these episodes is unbelievable. The Black Tower boys spend hours upon hours upon hours procrastinating to bring you a quality product. But before we get into tonight's topic, we should probably tell everyone about what we got going on at blacktowerpod.com, which is everything.
Did you know that the Black Tower Podcast has its very own website? No? Well, then make sure you head on over to www.blacktowerpod.com for even more Black Tower Podcast tainty goodness. On our site, you can find all of our social media links conveniently located towards the bottom left if you're on computer. There are links to the Facebook page, our Twitter, our YouTube, and our Instagram. So you can keep up to date with us by finding all of our social media there. Also on our website, you can find a link to the forums that we have, where we have all kinds of discussions and, as Morshadi has done plenty of times, run naked through the forums. No worries, there's no pictures. We turned off the cameras for that. You can find links to Black Tower Podcast merch, both on New Creations by Jen and from Spreadshirt, where you can find any of our designs that we've ever put out, and you can go and get yourself whatever kind of merchandise you want, be it shirts, glasses, aprons for cooking, bags, hats, buttons, anything that you want, you can find in between the two merch shops that we have. Website also has a very quick and accessible link for our Discord, where you can come and join all of the fantastic tainty discussions that we have in our Discord server. We do have sections for spoiler and non-spoiler content, so you can come and enjoy something for you if you have finished a series, or something for you if you haven't finished a series. Another key feature is our Dragonsworn on demand section, where you can automatically see the most recent 5 videos from our YouTube that will play on an automatic playlist for you on the website, a quick button to get to our YouTube there as well, and you can just listen to the most recent 5 episodes that we have posted on Podbean. If you're curious about events and things we have coming up, we also have the Black Tower calendar where you can go and look and see when we generally do our live Patreon recordings, when our episodes go live, and any events and things that we have coming up that we can put on the calendar. A quick link to our Patreon where you can join and get access to all kinds of different content, including pre-recordings, and depending on the tier, early access to episodes, shout outs, all that kind of fun stuff. And of course, we will update the Patreon whenever we do have the updates ready to go live. We are still working on that. That is coming as of right now. Make sure you head on over to our website where you can literally get access to anything that we have and we put out.
This little scrolly mouse guy right there and this little clicky guy right there. Super easy. Super easy. We made it easy for you because we love food. We want things to
even your mouse is translucent.
Even your mouse is translucent. Oh yeah.
No, my mouse is just invisible. Oh wait, never mind. Yes, for you gamers that are all anti-Razer, I have a fucking Razer mouse.
I have a Razer mouse. Sue me.
I have whatever this Wolfhead mouse is.
Write me a declaration and mail it to my church doors and we'll see.
I borrow a mouse.
And if you want one of these sweet Black Tower Podcast coffee mugs or this
travel mugs,
embrace the taint shirts and or apparel, then what you need to do is go to blacktowerpod.com, go straight up the middle, right in the top dead center. We got both of our merch shops, both, because one of them is the super amazing creators at New Creations by Jend.
Everybody loves merchandise, and one of the best possible places to go and get yourself some really dope Wheel of Time inspired and themed merchandise is, of course, New Creations by Jend.com. So whenever you go to newcreationsbygen.com, whether you're looking for just Wheel of Time inspired stuff or not, you can find all kinds of really cool merchandise and goodie opportunities, all the way from gifts for your family, friends, significant others, whoever have you, newborns, children, toddlers, women, men, adults, anybody that wants anything, you can find something for them for sure on New Creations by Jen. Now, most of you listening are going to be looking for Wheel of Time stuff. And the easiest way to find it is to go to the catalog section on New Creations by Jen, where you can see the groups of stuff for us at Black Tower Podcasts, Malkier Talks, Talk Around Riyadh, Will Reads, The Will Weaves, and Weekly Will News. So you can find all of this stuff and you can browse and look at all the different kinds of things that each content creator that is a part of New Creations by Jen's has taken and asked Jen and Rob to put up on the site. Obviously, we're going to use ours as an example so that you can go in and look at Black Tower Podcast stuff because we are the Black Tower Podcast. So if you go on, you can get our Two Rivers Sniper shot glass as well as Two Rivers Sniper shirt. It's available on a red shirt. So you can go on and you can get our Frosty mug, which is one of the Frosty mug collectibles. Each Wheel of Time content creator that is on New Creations by Jen has a Frosty mug that you can go in and get for yourself. So after you get ours, make sure you get the others and get the entire set and join the Frosty Mug Society. Of course, there's more than just Frosty mugs and little shot glasses, and there's plenty of different kinds of shirts with different designs on them from all of the different content creators. Of course, you can find ours where you can get our logo in black and white on a shirt. I have one myself. It's fantastic and I love it. Jen and Rob do an amazing job of working with not only their customers, but the content creators that they help support with this amazing and very good quality merchandise. So if you have not headed over to New Creations by Jen and gotten yourself something dope, make sure you go and do that. Again, it's newcreationsbygen.com. Just to put this out there, we're not going to tell you what, because that's what we do by nature of us. We're working on some new stuff with New Creations by Jen. By working on, I mean, we have asked questions about the idea. The idea we have is definitely doable. We just have to do it, which we are in the process of working on. So that's pretty cool.
But we're doing it.
The process is thinking about it.
I just had another idea. You guys keep telling the people all the lovely stuff while I put it in the chat because I don't want to say it right now.
Well, if you go down to the very bottom of the page, there is also a link where you can check on our sponsors. And our sponsor, the Crystal Barista, is hosting an event in Moab, actually in LaSalle, but it's right
inside the mother of all bombs.
Mother of all bombs.
I mean, it's a big bomb, but it's still a small event.
June 11th and 12th or 12th and 13th. Go to crystalfest.com. Go to blackterrorpod.com. Go down, click on the Crystal Barista. Go to her website and see the details on the show. It's a free show. So if you're in or around the Moab area, you should go because it's going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know why
yours truly will be there. Around
the Moab area.
I might have BTP swag with me.
All right. Sorry to interrupt whatever you may be watching or listening to, whatever topic we're covering right now. But we absolutely have to take a moment to talk about and thank our friend Josh's better half and the longtime sponsor and supporter of the Black Tower podcast. Of course, this is the Crystal Barista. Whether you seek crystals and minerals and the like for their cleansing, healing, and positive vibes, or you just enjoy them and think they look pretty neat, you can find anything you could possibly want with crystals and minerals here at crystalbarista.com. With everything from individual pieces that can be ordered to monthly subscription boxes, there is something here for absolutely everyone, for every occasion, for whatever you could possibly want. There's no way you can't find something that you would like in her store. On the website crystalbarista.com, you can browse by different categories, including the subscription boxes, minerals and fossils, crystal healing, stone jewelry, all the way to just the raw slabs of whatever may be being sold. And if you're more budget conscious and you want to look at anything that is limited by price, you can look for anything that is from zero to almost $25, $25 to $50, and then anything that may be over $50. Now, if you are a rock hound and you want to get some really good tools to help you in your hounding, the Crystal Barista provides those as well. And you can find those on the same website. It's a very user-friendly website. You can find absolutely anything you need for your rock hounding, mineral, crystal, fossil needs. Now, going through the website, you can also find links to the Crystal Barista's Twitter, the Crystal Barista's Facebook, as well as the Crystal Barista's Instagram, and a couple other things. Make sure you go and follow the Crystal Barista on Twitter at rockpick, rockpick, to get updates as they come out and to be up to date on what exactly is going on with the Crystal Barista. She does like to throw up things on Twitter that may be available for you to get at slightly cheaper prices, but more commonly you can find that over on the Crystal Barista Facebook. So again, same name on Facebook, rockpick, and you'll be looking for the page that says Crystal Barista, formerly Rock Pick Legend Company. Facebook is a good place for updates for the Crystal Barista. And if you just like to look at pictures and kind of see everything that's going on mixed in with some updates, hit up the Crystal Barista on Instagram. You can find her at the Crystal Barista. Again, that's barista with one R, B-A-R-I-S-T-A, which I think is the only way to spell it. But we all know how much trouble I have with spelling. So make sure you go over and check out what the Crystal Barista has to offer and tell her that the Black Tower podcast sent you. Hey, Morshadi, do you need another pop socket?
Yeah, he does.
Did you break another one?
That makes it sound like we ordered bad pop sockets. We didn't.
I thought I broke mine the other day. And I was like, oh shit. But it actually turns out that where the latch and the bar connect, they just came unconnected. Because my pocket, like my pocket liner, I guess, the actual pocket was all twisted up and I was trying to shove my pocket in my phone. My phone in my pocket with my riding gloves on because the DoD requires you to wear gloves. Like bastards.
Right.
There, anyway.
Curse you.
Fucking DoD.
Curse you and your fucking traffic safety program.
There's a lot there, guys. Go there, have fun. We've also got forums. If you want to talk about something to show, if you want to correct us, if you want to school us, if we said something that was totally stupid and wrong in the books, because that's never happened before.
Not even once.
If you think we're wrong,
we're giving you full permission to friend. Well, actually, in our forums, go for it.
Whoa. Well, no.
You can
no.
go this into the forums.
Black Tower, not the white cloaks.
Well, actually. If you do that, we just know you're actually, a white cloak.
You're a dark friend.
Oh, then after you're done doing all the things on blacktowerpod.com, you need to go over to thegreatblight.com, where Nablis has set up a compendium of all things Wheel of Time and has done a damn fine job with it, if I do say so myself. And I did just say so myself.
He did. It happened.
Yeah. Hundreds of contact. Well, not hundreds. Dozens of contact.
That man is playing Galaga. we did.
I don't know if it was actually Josh himself. I think he's a reptilian one.
I am a reptoid. But that's a side project. That's another.
That's another a side project.
Gross.
Daniel. You're a reptoid too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
I don't want to know what this is. It sounds too much like a furry name.
It's a conspiracy theory. The conspiracy that members of the world governments are actually a secret alien reptile race.
We'll talk.
Okay.
Maybe Daniel is one. Maybe this is just misinformation meant to reinforce my thoughts that he's not. It's a not-so-elaborate ruse.
Greatblight.com. There are many, many content creators there in all
I can't say a not-so-elaborate ruse, and then you immediately say thegreatblight.com.
I can, and I did.
Also, greatblight.com goes later. This is blacktowerpod.com and new creations by Gentime.
Okay. Oh, my bad. Sorry.
I was just going to cut it out because we'd probably say it again.
Oh, look,
at the
some
end
wine.
Anyway. You're running low on that
yes,
wine there, boss.
I left that for you, Josh.
Special vintage.
You're welcome. All right, guys. So, yeah, today we are going to be talking about a very special thing that is pretty near and dear to the books. And also then near and dear to us, because as you can see, your Amenkan Mihail is in a place he's not normally in. Last week when we recorded, I was in my sister's spare bedroom. This week, I'm in a hotel, which made us think, hotel, inns, taverns. Well, that's a great topic to talk about for the Wheel of Time.
See, look at the dedication that their Amenkan Mihail has for you.
Indeed. They talk about so many inns, and inns are very important. From, you know, fucking Four Kings to the Stag and Lion, we got a lot of shit going
on. To the Nine Horse Hitch.
And more than one thing, you know, more than one important thing happens at or very near an inn. So.
Yeah, before we get too deep into this, I think we should do a spoiler warning because.
What?
I mean, there's so much. There's so much to unpack. Bellhop! Ding!
I really hope you don't want a tip for that because that was a terrible joke. I really.
And spoiler warning.
This is your Black Tower podcast, Wheel of Time spoiler warning. There are neither beginnings nor endings to spoilers, but this is a beginning. If you continue to listen, you may be cursed with the knowledge yet to come. These curses may include knowledge that you are, in fact, just a farm boy. Drinking one glass of wine now leads to mustache pulling and a hell of a hangover. Resigning that you will never be as good with the ladies as your friends are. Realizing Andrel is bae, regardless of your gender or sexual orientation. The inability to stop tugging your braid in anger, even if you don't have hair. An understanding that the word taint is simultaneously a noun, adjective, and verb. Discovering you have more titles than actual name. The BDE, also known as Big Dragon Energy, becomes undeniable. Finding yourself promising to read A New Spring and never getting to it. An uncontrollable urge to argue over inconsistent pronunciations. Knowing that hating Gon is a responsibility, not a privilege. Again, there are no beginnings or endings to spoilers, but this is a beginning. You have been warned.
So if it wasn't clear, that is a spoiler warning for the entire breadth of the series.
That's what we have okay. to do now for the video aspect. Instead of just sitting here and like randomly like laughing or like nodding along with a spoiler warning, just random fucking dances.
Oh yeah, it's gonna happen. It's
a thing. I joke about it, but every time we're just listening to a spoiler warning, I'm like, what could I possibly do to make the video element of this more entertaining than just staring at three guys going, yes, and laughing because it is genuinely hilarious.
Whoa! Big dragon energy coming right up.
That's one way to make it more interesting.
Please, sir. I do not want to see your nine horse hitch.
Hey. No. It's a six horse hitch at best.
I mean,
still a horse.
At least you're honest about it.
Uh-oh. Josh went robot for me.
Accurate.
Oh, everybody went robot for taverns.
Me. You know, I will say this. I will venture a guess. Other so heavily and writes so effectively a plot device that keeps the plot moving.
Sidebar, for those of you that are like me and are fed up with the issues of my internet connection, phase one, which is the biggest phase of resolving that, has been completed. Because at some point within over the next week, I will be moving. So...
Nice.
I will be able to, once again, hardline connect, and then any issues I can blame on fucking whatever company I go with. It's probably going to be either Suddenlink or Spectrum. Just depends on who has the better deal.
Speed.
And reliability for the area. Yeah.
I mean, that happens. That happens. That's the thing.
Speaking of terrible internet. this hotel is a two-star hotel.
This fucking two-horse hotel. I'm sick and tired of this two-horse hotel.
But five-horse hotels are so expensive, so I don't stay in
so,
this.
Frick a two-horse hotel, the, make the me cool use my tear on right all for bat, the interwebs.
I mean,
what is this?
Right
what
off
is
the
this
bat,
Montreal I see before me.
There, I, you know, the thing that gets me is right off the bat in chapter one of The Eye of the World, it's already talking about we're going to the Brandywine Inn, like Wine Spring Inn. Shit, I do need some wine. Wine Spring Inn.
You could say you need the bunch of grapes. That's an inn in the Wheel of Time.
Yeah, I do.
Can your internet be murdered? Because I kind of want to murder my internet right now.
Shut up. You shut your filthy whore mouth. Oh.
Am I back now? Okay.
Someone's using Andrew's microwave.
I
oh, your roommate having a bean burrito.
I don't know.
Got a chimichanga going.
It's like the internet knows nice. That I'm like this close to resolving this issue for the foreseeable future. And it's like, gotta get him one more time.
I don't appreciate Zoom's attack on my health every time. Your internet is unstable.
From the beginning of the book, the first...
What about me is stable?
I mean...
Stability.
You are in the Black Tower.
From the very, very... The first destination, when they're traveling, then they're walking, and there's a lot of walking. From the first time they do it, their first destination is the wine spring. And Amazon on Prime, their first teaser ever was the Wine Spring Inn.
Okay, as their account, yeah. As the official account, yeah, okay. It's not the first teaser.
The official account, the first official teaser we got was someone reading a book, and then the book was right there, and then the book came down, and it was the Wine Spring Inn.
Careful. Hands too close to the camera. We know yours doesn't like to adjust. Has flashbacks of Balefire and doesn't know how to focus.
The inns and taverns of the Wheel of Time serve such a large plot device. They're such a big part of the story. Not only are they so described, you know, so in so much detail as people travel, but they also serve as places where, you know, people gather intel, people track down people they're looking for, they go to a tavern. I mean, it's a really great use of plot device that Robert Jordan uses that I don't know that anyone else has ever used.
I lied earlier. There is one inn.
What did you lie about?
Whose name does not start with the. Do you know what it is? I will give you a hint.
I mean, I've got the list.
Don't look at the list. Don't you?
It's easing the badger.
Okay, there are two.
I don't see another one. Tell us what it is.
It's Three Plum Blossoms in Falma.
Oh, that's right.
Why do I not see
Blossoms?
Why is that? Easing the Badger isn't, you know what?
I don't have Easing the Badger. Is Easing the Badger actually in it?
It's not on here.
It is. It is. Bail Doman talks about it, and Matt actually references it later in the series.
Accurate.
I mean, I believe yeah, oh yeah, it's an inn in Ilion.
I believe Matt actually stays at Easing the Badger. I will actually give you really a third funny one.
Because it's just like, hey, you with the face and the letting the badger out on the green, come stay at Easing the Badger, and you're like, on the nose.
So yeah. Apparently the full name is The Easing the Badger, which makes no sense.
No.
Well, once again, some of our... not source, but say they looked at the source material is unreliable.
Correct.
I think that person was telling you porky pies.
Porky pies.
I mean,
so
all I've got a bit of trivia. You've been around forever. The least you could do, being one of the number one places where people search information about the Wheel of Time, is fix your shit or don't, and just let the Great Blight take over. So.
That's cool too. Ouch. Accurate.
Right. But one of the things, like, if you're going to do something like this, do it fucking right.
I mean, that should be.
Or at least have an option. Like,
that's just the motto
for it. Did you find an error?
Yes. Did you find an error? It's not the Easing the Badger. You God, it feels nice to be back home where I can just swear with impunity.
But this being said, this is the same place that's had the wrong flag for Eredemon for ever, and still just refuses to fix it. So,
well, I think that's
because I say there refuses.
Hasn't been any fan art that's updated it? Either way, we digress. I got a little bit of trivia to kick this one off. What is the only inn and tavern, without looking, eyes up,
All right. Let me minimize it. All right, just minimized.
What's the name of the only inn with a skinny innkeeper?
Four Kings.
Nope.
It's not the name of the inn, I don't think, but it is in Four Kings.
Oh, you're right. It is in Four Kings.
It is in the city of Four Kings.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is not the name. So
that's what I literally just said, Josh.
It's not the name of the inn.
I was reiterating.
Hey, Josh, how about you calm down?
No.
Maybe have a little more wine and just chill the fuck out.
I will do no such thing, sir.
You should do highball about it.
I don't remember what the name of the inn is. What's the name of the inn?
Yeah. It is the Dancing Cartman.
That's right. Oh, man. I loved this one when I read it later because the show wasn't actually out. Actually, I think it was, but I wasn't familiar with it when I first read The Wheel of Time. And so I read The Eye of the World without the, you know, laughing at the Dancing Cartman. And now every single time I go back through a reread, I have to go,
Oh my God, it's the Dancing Cartman.
Right? And Cartman's a chubby kid. So
damn
like,
it, man.
Why did the Cartman get a skinny innkeeper?
God damn it, man. I want to steal your money.
The Dancing Cartman, where we specialize in cheesy poofs. No, even...
In that case, my Pop-Tart. No, kitty. Sucky, $5.
There is the Queen's Blessing in Camelin, which we have aptly named our Patreon section of Discord after, because we're a good Queen's man.
We are a good Queen's man. I like that. Just collectively, we make up one good King Queen's man.
The tension between the Black Tower and the Lion Throne is another episode, okay?
We don't currently have any tension. Yeah, we're over that.
Because we tell them to eat shit, and they do. Because we're the Black Tower.
Yeah.
Which also brings to...
We don't have tension to us. It's just that we don't care enough to have tension.
Exactly. Exactly. Which also brings up another point. We should have another correction for the inns and taverns on this site, on the wiki. What other tavern is missing?
Oh, I don't know offhand.
I'll give you a hint. It's in the Black Tower.
Oh, Madman's Peace.
The Madman's Peace. Fun fact, it's the only inflatable tavern in the world.
I don't know about in the world. Definitely in Randland.
In Randland.
We get pumped up. We deflate again. The law is never going to catch us doing illegal sales.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Something like that.
Wait, what?
No.
What?
Inns and taverns play so much in this. So... Rand and Matt, they have a whole segment in the first book where, you know, play for your supper, the chapter play for your supper, where they go in and they basically just say,
that's
hey,
for your supper.
I know how to play a harp. I know how to play a flute. Can we like eat some food, please?
Don't do that. Nobody touched the flute. It's the harp. Your shepherd fingers.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
Rand plays
juggling. Matt juggles.
He becomes a juggalo. I mean,
he.
That's later. Sorry.
Is that the song they play in the Dancing Cartman? Talk about homies, homies.
That's what they played. That's what they played. Even if that's not canon, it is now.
They pick out Goad because he doesn't have his face painted like a clown.
We find that inns and taverns are the perfect places to disappear. So inns and taverns are the perfect places to find someone you're looking for. And so as a result, you get a lot of interactions with Tom, who I am a humble gleeman.
Bullshit.
Wait, are you telling it?
Are you telling a story in high chant? What the fuck is this? Simple gleaming by ass.
Sing us a song, you're the gleeman. Sing us a song tonight.
Do you think and Billy Joel ever gets amped up at night? We all know that it's in high chant.
I'm sorry?
Do you think Billy Joel ever like lies awake at night thinking about what he did to every human male who plays the piano in the world?
You know, well, he's a long time listener of the show, so
play Billy, the intro for play hey, the Billy, intro to leave piano a comment man.
Down I below.
Hey yo, harmonica. Billy.
Some people who are really close to him call him BJ.
No, they don't.
But you should not do that if you're not close to him. He does not
hey,
like it.
Hey, BJ! Hey, what's up?
But you know what was Tom? Really convincing? The two BJs.
Tom, he sits in taverns and he goes, jungle, 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 jungle. Tell me everything. And people
tell me all of your secrets.
Tell me it's Dana where he does the Gina jangle.
The what?
The Gina jangle. He's an old man. He's not rich. He's picked up a significantly younger female.
I mean, okay.
He's doing
he's
the
obviously job. Good. Okay. I feel okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Vagina dragon?
I was.
Listeners, anybody
I
didn't else?
No, I am unfamiliar with that term.
Yeah. Bullshit. You made it up.
Listeners, viewers, anybody else? It's a fucking joke. It's not serious. Yes. Calm no, your what? Respective we anatomy.
Know, we do we know do Tom know is, good with,
Tom
his
is good with his hands.
Well, yeah.
No, but Tom's a sharp dude, and you know you got to ask yourself if one of the smartest dudes in the series is at a tavern. Any chance he prefers to be in a tavern?
Oh, taverns are the heart night. Of the city.
Yeah, it's the center of gossip.
Higher than anywhere.
It's where all the tea is spilt, and the tea looks like beer, and smells like beer, and tastes like beer, and is made of beer.
Tastes like delicious.
Excuse me,
beer.
Ale.
In Randland, it's all ale.
It
or
comes in
sometimes
pints?
Wine.
I'm getting one.
But
do you want another?
No,
piece
it's
of
really
trivia?
Cool. It's yes,
yes.
What is the one in? That shares a name with another organization in the books. I will give you a hint. You two should better know this than I, because I have not read the book.
Oh, that's from New Spring. Okay. I'm gonna level with you, Andrew. This is a piece of trivia from a book I have read twice.
That's
so, and the both of those read throughs were like 10 years ago, not quite.
Another hint, the first word is the.
Thanks. Thanks.
Now I know. Why didn't you say that?
I mean, if you actually kind of think about what organizations in the books are called the whatever, it really narrows it down.
Yeah, totally.
Well, kind of. Like 50-50 narrow down.
Oh, are you talking about the White Tower?
Yeah.
Lame.
Yeah.
But also, congratulations.
Accurate.
That
yeah.
is true. There is accurate. A. It is an in.
It was a good piece of trivia. It was.
It is, in fact, an in. It is in the Kandori in village of Ravenda.
Yes. Yes.
And it was built with bounty money. Award it to Avin Sahara as an award for giving birth during the Battle of the Shining Walls from Amarylline's seat to Mara Ospinya.
Oh.
And Moraine visits there while it is still under construction.
Very nice.
Hey, that's a name that starts with A and S.
Yeah. New Spring, chapter 21.
We all know that New Spring is about where Robert Jordan ran out of names.
Well, New Spring was what? That was like a short story that he was just like, yes, oh, I guess I better
Guess I better do some fan service while I'm writing this big book.
Oh, boy. I would sure love some fan service from somebody who's writing a big book. Maybe George R. R. Martin can stop sucking his own dick elsewhere and fucking put out the next book. Anyway.
Wouldn't that be great?
So, and again, I love that is a certain amount of joke. Please do not.
One of my favorite interactions involving an inn or a tavern is when Tuon wants Matt to take her to a hell. And Matt is like, oh, hell no.
Is this Dante's Inferno? Happening.
Yeah, they go to the highest level and Matt's like, no, I don't like this. It's very hot. My scarf is worse here than it usually is.
But I love her reasoning, right? She's grown up in complete privilege. She's been very well educated. And so she knows that these just raw brute force, brute aggression places exist. And she wants to see it.
She's never seen one. Yeah.
I have heard of this horrible place where men pay for drink and sleep in rooms with only a wall to separate them. You must tell me of this absolute dastardly, despicable living situation.
You mean a whole
bitch? People are homeless. What the fuck?
But and I love that she demands that Matt take her to a hell, and he's like, motherfucker. Okay, fine. And Tom's like, oh, don't worry, buddy. I got you. I found a hell. And the second they walk in, Matt's like, oh, thank God, this is not a hell. Thank the light, this is not a hell. And
thank Tom
for being smart enough to, yeah. And she goes in and she's like,
which I mean, like, oh, is kind of saying this the same ale, thing,
it's but... positively horrible. It's wretched. I want a barf. It's so gross. More, please. She's like a kid. Like, oh,
these God. Terrible men in here doing horrible things. No, seriously, what were you saying? Because I'm really interested.
It smells like sweat.
Huh. Smells this like, must be musk. Like I've never smelt it before.
I love
the fucking meme of like the kid saying that it smells like ass in the classroom, and teacher's like, don't say anything here that you wouldn't say in front of your grandma. And it's just like him at grandma's house. It smells like ass in here. And grandma's like, I just shit my pants. Now shut the fuck up.
I also love the one with the guys on the game show, and it's pitch black dark. And he goes up and he has to smell the like window.
Oh,
he goes, smells like ass. And then he goes, correct. And he's like, correct.
I mean, all the men know the tale of the courtesy sniff.
That's right. Correct. That's right.
I now that I'm older, I don't do it very often. I'm just like, you got yourself into there. Fuck you.
Oh, man.
But at the same time, if it's real bad and they're hurting, I will.
You got graduated gotta... from bro code to man law and forsake and you forsake whatever the past tense is, Article 7, subsection C.
Okay.
No, it just has to get to a certain level. I'm still there for my bros, but it's got to be real bad.
All right, fair. Oh, fair enough.
I'll allow be basically it. In pain for me to make that happen.
Dude, smell this just compound fracture real quick.
Speaking of compound fractures, remember that one time Tom beat the shit out of the murderers in his room?
Dude. Okay, but for real. That's, I would say if there's a flaw with the inns and taverns, it is that I would think that an innkeeper would have a better security over who comes and goes from their chambers.
I would disagree, but only in the case that those were like professionals. The only reason Tom is still alive is because he was more professional. He was Leon the professional.
I mean, okay, I hear you. I hear you. And I'm okay with what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Because those two.
But if I'm an innkeeper, and if word gets out that I'm an innkeeper, and people are robbed and or murdered on my establishment, I'm not going to be an innkeeper for much longer.
Except that I agree with you. I totally agree with you. The word of mouth is a big thing. You know, all of that.
Assassins be like, I'm about to wreck this man's whole career.
Well, but that was actually what I was kind of saying is that if you do it well and you do it really well, no one ever finds out that there was a murder in the inn. And that's what they go to do. And Tom just fucks up their whole career.
I mean, okay.
They are called innkeepers, not patron keepers. So,
but
hey, accurate. But,
okay, so I look like my brother's keeper.
We guaranteed you a room to stay, not that you'd be alive in it after.
You rented a space, not a life.
Leaving alive is extra. If you want a guarantee to leave alive, that's extra.
Extra for the lice. Extra for the mice. 2% for looking in the mirror twice.
Master of the house. Yes.
5% if you're alive.
I love it. I feel like, okay, fine. So basically everyone is the Thénardiers from... Okay, we got
No. That's...
The skinny innkeeper was definitely Mr.
That's the dancing Cartman. He's the Thénardiers.
Oh,
both of them at the same time.
I feel like we can't have a discussion about inns and taverns without bringing up the Dusty Wheel.
I mean, we could, but should we?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like the level of should not is so high that I would categorize it as a cannot.
Oh, wow.
Now, you've all heard of the Dusty Wheel. And if you haven't heard of the Dusty Wheel and you've heard of us, like, cool. As a matter of fact, if you've heard of us and you're listening to us right now and you have no idea what the Dusty Wheel is, comment down below because I'm interested to see... If that's even a thing, I don't think it is. I'm going to say
like,
it's not.
WattFandom.com actually updated the wiki article for the Dusty Wheel.
Did they?
Yeah. So, I mean, it acknowledges the parallel to, obviously, Innkeeper, or to Matt Hatch as Innkeeper Hatch, right. Because that was a nod, you know, a thank you from Brandon to Matt for, you know, helping be like, I believe, a beta reader and helping with, like, I don't know if he was beta reader or if he was just helping with events. I can't remember which one it was.
I think
he was Robert definitely Jordan, a beta reader.
I think Robert Jordan had set Matt up to be a cameo in the series. And Brandon continued that.
I thought the one time that we talked about it with Matt that he said that it was something Brandon did because he helped Brandon a lot. Because it's in A Memory of Light is when you see
it. Matt. If you would just comment down below and clarify that for us, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, if you could just pause your current live stream as we're recording.
But live chat, also known as us, wants to know something. So drop what you're doing. Jess over
maybe,
here.
Maybe someone could call into the Dusty Wheel later on and be like, so the Black Tower was talking about you.
So how about, gentlemen, let's make this interesting. Are you going to lock in... Got to lock in your opinion on it.
Okay.
So, Robert Jordan or Brandon Sanderson?
I say it was RJ.
Pretty sure it was Robert Jordan.
Okay, I am going to say Brandon. Now,
okay,
you can opt out, wussy, but you can opt out. Whoever is wrong has to send whoever is right a piece of drinkware from one of our shops.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh, I like
that the person does not already have.
Yes. Okay. I'm in.
Okay. So either I get two pieces of drinkware or you each get one.
We both get one. I like this. This is going to be a fun bet. And we'll talk to Matt.
We'll see. We'll talk to Matt, and I'll start looking at my bank account because I'm often the wrong one. But we'll see. We'll see. I feel fairly confident about this one. And
fair enough.
Don't worry, patrons. After this early access goes up, we'll post the results somewhere in here. Sorry, anyway. I got distracted. Anyway, but it is the article about the Dusty Wheel on watt.fandom.com has been updated to include Matt Hatch starting the Dusty Wheel live talk show.
Yes, and in the book series, they talk about the Dusty Wheel being the best place to go for rumors and intel. And Matt spends a lot of time there. And if you've read the books, you know that the person who runs the Dusty Wheel in the books is Innkeeper Hatch, which of course is a cameo to Matt Hatch, who is a real life person who has the Dusty Wheel call-in show, which is
what?
And it was super cool. Super, super cool place to be. Matt was also the founder of Theoryland, if I'm not mistaken.
Accurate.
So, you know, you've got Matt, who was running Theoryland, Jason, who was running Dragonmount.
Well, Jason had a cameo as well, and I think his was from RJ.
His was definitely from RJ, but you're right.
I don't remember what it was.
He told us what it was. Oh, God.
So, if you're like us and you can't remember, we did an episode where it was 5 minutes of us talking and the rest of us just being fangirls.
Enzel is the innkeeper of the happy throng in Camelin.
Yeah. What book was that?
Master Denzel is a tall young man with a lean face who keeps his head shaved.
That sounds familiar. Does it tell you what book that's from?
Master Denzel opens one of his private rooms of his inn to Tomdril Marilyn, Matrim Cawthon, and Perrin Abira and serves them wine as the group share their stories. Perrin has plans with Tom and Matt to meet again at Master Denzel's inn when the two return from the... So, this is later on in the series. Towers of Midnight. So it's Towers of Midnight.
Nice.
Late in the night. So again, that's another one. And I believe, based on private communications received by the encyclopedia.
Well, and I think that this is one of the best instances, dedications and whatnot, not necessarily being in the dedications portion of the book, as well as, now if you were writing a story, you'd probably go ahead and have all fun writing the book as, innkeepers and whatnot in your story. But this is like early cameos of just people who meant a lot to Robert Jordan and Brandon Sanderson. And they're a great way to really like give back to the people who helped make the books happen in the way that they did. And so definitely the fact that we have, Innkeeper Hatch and we have Innkeeper Denzel, like.
Now, do stand corrected. Dusty Wheel was in Towers of Midnight, I believe, not The Memory of Light.
So one of the things just to carry on what you were saying, Daniel, when writers put cameos in, it's usually like some obscure person that they knew. Oh, this was a college professor and Robert Jordan did something truly amazing. And Brandon Sanderson carried this on where he had cameos from people who were fans.
Yes.
And who continued to create content and give back to that community. And it just showed how involved in the fan community that Robert Jordan was and how Brandon Sanderson carried that torch so well. It just sets a real tone, a real energy for the fan base to know that the writer cares about his fans so much that he's included at least two of them in the series as characters.
Mm.
And innkeepers, no less. So, you know, you want to talk about how important inns and taverns are in this story. Look where our cameos are. Those are important places. And I think one of the coolest things about those character interactions is that they're seemingly unnecessary. They're seemingly second story. They're seemingly background. Whereas without them, the story just wouldn't work. As you break the story down, you find that they're way more integral and way more important than you probably gave them credit for at first, if that makes any sense.
I could see that.
Looks like we lost Daniel.
Did we?
At least we lost him in the Zoom.
That's unfortunate, because I just posted my proof. Of course, my video kind of cut out too, so.
I'm losing you too, yeah. Okay, now we're being recorded again. So Andrew, when editing, cut back in.
I don't know what happened.
We're going to blame the taint. The taint is strong tonight.
If you gentlemen care to dander yourselves on over to our live recording discussion and look at the picture I posted that hopefully made it through and isn't just on my side.
The dusty was
low. It did.
Look at the totally second pair. Read the second paragraph.
Matt was a beta reader for Towers of Midnight. Yes.
And a memory of a light.
When invited for Brandon Sanderson's books. Also, he's a member of the board of directors for JordanCon. Okay.
So that is the closest thing I can provide to proof right now. It's not proof, but I'm building.
Yeah, it's not proof. Because again, I will say that without a doubt, Matt had, you know, dealings with Robert Jordan, and therefore, until we hear.
Doing nothing.
Zoom just looks at me and goes, I find your lack of new spring knowledge disturbing. I'm going to refill my drink on that note.
And now that we're right, back from that commercial
Andrew
break.
Andrew actually doing that for just a moment. Speaking of inns and taverns, one of the other things that I really appreciate about this particular book series is, as you have touched on a couple of times, the ridiculously descriptive nature often that Robert Jordan goes into when talking about inns. I mean, like the first time you walk into the Winespring Inn and he's talking about the common room of the Winespring Inn, I feel like I'm there. Yeah. And he describes the drinks and he describes the atmosphere, and he describes, you know, again, I know that it's a thing that he made for himself almost as a meme in some ways in book one, that, you know,
right,
can't have a skinny innkeeper, but like every time they go into a new inn, he's like, and there was a fat innkeeper and it was good. And
one of my favorite things is, like, so shortly after one of my rereads, I was at Eskimo Joe, or not Eskimo Joe's, Joe's Crab Shack, wrong Joe. So I was at Joe's Crab Shack, and one of the signs on the wall said,
Joe Six Pack?
Never trust a skinny chef. And I lost it laughing.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do know that
that's
a saying.
That dude will gank your sword in the middle of the night and kill you.
You do know that that's actually a saying that goes back like for many, many years, which is where I'm guessing Jordan got the inspiration for, is also a good thing for an innkeeper. So don't trust a skinny innkeeper.
Don't do it.
Just doesn't eat his own food.
I am confused on one thing though. Every time he talks about going to a new inn, he describes how the sign looks.
Yes.
He says, "Oh yes, it was a queen holding out her hand over the man's head as he knelt in front of her. This was the queen's blessing." How the hell did you know it was called the Queen's Blessing just by looking at that? And it's all of them. There's never the door was adorned with the words the Queen's Blessing. It's always a picture of something.
Okay.
And they extrapolate the name of the inn and or tavern by the picture on.
I don't think that's true. I'm pretty sure that it's a situation where they look up at the sign, take in the picture, and then just under or over the picture, there is the Queen's Blessing.
But it never says, and then they read.
Because it assumes that you're not a moron.
Well, I think that's incredibly unfair of you, sir.
Is it?
It is.
Did I just call you a mean name on the street?
You did. You just used hate speech on me on the internet. You bully.
Yes, Robert Jordan assumes that you can do your own soul searching and figure out what you are. No, I do really appreciate how he describes all of the signs because
it's amazing. It really is amazing.
A first look into what. It's one of those things where a sign outside the door is the first thing someone who owns that store wants you to see. It's their resume to
you in some way. No, that's a good point.
Of come into the shop or come into the inn or come into, you know, whatever it is that I have, I want to put a sign outside that lets everybody know that this is me. This is what I do. This is my shop. And the fact that Robert Jordan makes a point regularly of looking at the signs and telling you what they say and giving you that idea of what the place is going to be makes you almost, again, feel like you're in the world and getting a feel for what that shopkeeper, that innkeeper, that whatever, you know, thinks about themselves and is trying to portray to the world. Also, I just want to throw out there, yeah, the one who's right is me.
Now, it gives it a very organic feel. You walk around, you see inns and taverns. You're going to be
disappointed. Just like every one of my ex-girlfriends. Are you still looking
this up, dude? Huh? Andrew's stuck on it.
No. The last thing that I was looking for, I found a little bit ago that I was reading some new notifications.
Oh, okay.
Ah, okay.
So inns and taverns, super big part of the story. You could say it's the mortar that holds some of these bricks together.
Yes.
Another element. I mean, when you start to break these down, you know, if the Wheel of Time is a gem and these different aspects of the story are different facets in this gem, inns and taverns is definitely a very important facet to this gem, which gives seemingly a small little space, but gives such color and clarity and such brilliance to the overall story that would be lost without it there.
Yes. It would not be as full of a world if the inns weren't the way they are.
Yes.
Both present and, you know, described in the way that they are and all of that different stuff.
Yeah.
And again, like so many things in the series, that is one of the reasons that I was drawn to it, is the idea that, yes, people make fun of, and it's not even a, you know, completely unapropos criticism and things like that, that almost every piece of clothing gets described and smoothed and everything like that. And you know, you have a 2-page description of something that most authors, or at least some authors, would do in a paragraph. But that is one of the reasons that I will always go back to this series, is that at the very least, the way that my brain works is I play the movie in my head. I play the show in my head, and Robert Jordan makes that so easy. Robert Jordan does not shy away from, I am reading the words and I feel like I walked in. I can't actually smell the honey cakes. I can't actually touch the mantle of the Wine Spring Inn. And yet I feel like I'm there. I feel like everything that's going on is happening around me.
True.
Not in a book that is in front of my face.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. 100% agree. It just gives it that connection.
Je ne sais quoi.
It's the je ne sais quoi. Oui, oui.
Absolument. Yeah.
C'est vrai.
Absolument. And your costume is absolument ridiculous.
So we hope that you've enjoyed this discussion about Inns and Taverns. We hope you enjoyed our...
about any Inns and Taverns?
I mean, we talked about a couple.
Oh, no, we did.
We talked about them as a concept more than the specifics.
But there was some trivia which went into specifics.
There was some trivia, that's true.
There was some.
But we hope you've enjoyed it. Trivia. We hope that this dose of madness, this dose of taint has left you just that much more ready to go crazy. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you liking and subscribing. Leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening to and tell us what is your favorite inn and or tavern and why. Maybe you surprise us with some of these.
Tell us what your favorite inn and tavern is and why it's the Queen's Blessing.
The Queen's Blessing, because it's the Black Tower Podcast Patreon. No, actually, tell us your favorite inn and tavern and why it's the Madman's Peace.
There it is. There are a handful of people who have actually drank in the Madman's Peace. Yes. Three of them are sitting here right now.
That's true. That is true. It's a good, it's a fantastic place to go. It's very exclusive though. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening.
Exclusively in Ogden, Utah, and that's the only exclusive.
That's another thing. But I promise you this, any Wheel of Time fans who come over to my house, I will set up the Madman's Peace and drink with you on any given Sunday, baby. Let's do this.
All right.
But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being awesome. Thank you for going to blacktowerpod.com and checking out our website and all the coolness there. Just thank you for being you in a world full of, you know, of mediocrity. Thank you for rising above and being exceptional.
And speaking of rising above, you should go and check out a website that is rose above the current metrics of wiki style articles on the Wheel of Time, which is of course thegreatblight.com.
Damn!
That was built in a way to be friendly to whatever section of the series you are currently reading.
All right, guys. Well, as we all know here at the Black Tower Podcast, not everything that is touched by the shadow is lost. And that is totally true for thegreatblight.com. Now, Nablus and his team have done an amazing job of going ahead and putting this together, and it is possibly the greatest resource for those of us here in the Wheel of Time community. First off, you have this awesome homepage with posts from a bunch of your favorites. Go and find, you can go and check out new things that you've never seen before, keep up to date on content creators that you already follow, and just go ahead and dip as many of your toes or your entire foot as you want into all of the different things that are going on. Now, also here, there is probably the best list of content creators. There's YouTubers, podcasters, artists, musicians, just about everything you could want. And if you don't see your favorite content creator there, that's fine. There is an application included in the site to go ahead and make sure that your favorite content creator is part of it. Just encourage them to fill out the application and Nablus will be in touch. Now, after you've gone ahead and checked that out, you're going to want to pop over to the ever-expanding library here at the Great Blight, because it is something particularly special. Now, I don't know how many times I've gone ahead and joined a fandom only to find out halfway through my first read, looking up a character, that they die in the second to last book, which sucks. It always is very disappointing when you can't look up anything interesting about what you've read for fear of things that you haven't read yet. But they've fixed the problem over at thegreatblight.com. It is a spoiler-free wiki. That's right. That means that if you've only read up to Path of Daggers and you really want to find out what in the world you missed about Egwene because there's something you just don't understand, or if you want to get more information about Rand because you think he's super cool, you don't need to read past Path of Daggers, and it's not going to ruin you on A Memory of Light before you've gotten there. You'll know exactly where to stop. You'll know exactly where you are. And once you're done with that, make sure that you go ahead and help the site out, the content creators out, everything like that, with the beta nature of it. Up here at the top, you're going to see a problem, have a suggestion button. That is specifically for if you have any issues with the site or if you have any feedback. It's only something that we can make better with feedback and with help from the community. So come on down, check it out, grab a couple of our videos or grab a couple of our podcasts, and we'd love to see you there.
Or if you're listening to this or watching this whenever the TV series is out, watching. So that's right. That is, of course, again, thegreatblight.com. Go and check it out. It's it was made by Nate Bliss, and he has a fantastic team that work on it. And it's just a great place. And look forward to it being even bigger and better than ever.
That's actually a little bit of a question. I'm actually curious about that. We'll have to ask Nate Bliss or something. For if the television show messes up the order chronologically, will they actually now have two spoiler things of like,
I imagine they're gonna have two categories, yeah.
Or I have seen up through season one or something like that, because that would be super cool.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a pain in the ass. Is what
it would be. Such a pain in the ass, but it would be so cool.
Greatblight.com.
Greatblight.com.
Other super amazing content creators like ourselves, there's who a just list. Love the Wheel of Time.
Yeah,
artists, podcasters, YouTubers, music creators. Artists, that's right. I already said that one. I'm bad at not repeating myself in lists.
What about repeating yourself in lists, though?
That's the thing that I'm the worst at. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
There's three things I hate: vandalism, irony, and lists.
That's right. But thank you for being here. You guys are awesome. In the world.
People are intolerant of
other people's cultures.
And the Dutch.
The Dutch. So on that,
but people that aren't intolerant of other people's cultures, go and check out New Creations by Jen and get yourself a Black Tower Podcast Frosty mug. That's and then true. You can get the others and, you know, use that as your starting anchor point to build your collection for the Frosty Mug Society. Get Frosty mugs for obviously us. You can get them for like Talk Rami Yod, for Malkier Talks, for Kate Reading and Michael Kramer. All kinds of stuff. Go and look at it. You'll recognize the names. And if you don't, Google them. And there's a ton of other really dope merch there.
Also, but, I just want to give out a really quick award. Andrew, at least for tonight and regularly, gets the trophy in the Black Tower for the best worst segues ever created.
I have to work with what I'm giving it to.
That's true.
It's better.
We don't give him a lot either.
It's better than our random cut in the editing.
That is
He's Andrew. So Andrew, for those of you who don't know, Andrew's super organized, super intelligent, like just a super amazing dude.
So fuck.
And Daniel and I are chaotic shitheads, and we don't work with him. And he babysits a lot.
85% of this podcast is Andrew, and we make up the other 10%.
I would disagree.
#true facts.
We provide the organization. You guys provide all the entertainment. Look, every new subscriber we get is because you guys are entertaining and because I remember to actually upload shit.
There you go.
It's a team effort here.
Strengths, weaknesses. Strengths, weaknesses. And that's why I have been
pros and cons.
Entertain Mihail.
Hey, and I have been another one of your entertain Mihail. And he's been the keep us on track Mihail.
I have been your organization Mihail. I don't do closets.
Our OCD Mihail, yes.
That's what it feels like sometimes. Like I get in a mood where I'm just like, gotta plan shit out.
I like it.
But speaking of shit that's planned out, Daniel, let's say goodbye to the folks and wish them well.
Yes, indeed. From all of us here at the Black Tower Podcast, thank you so much for tuning in. You have our lifelong gratitude for everything that you do. We have so much fun, and we are glad that you do as well. We hope that whatever morning you are listening to this on is lovely and wonderful. And in case you're listening to it later on, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
In the tower, you can bring your pain. In the tower. You've been having so much trouble just fitting.